This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين الحمد لله عدد ما خلق. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of his creation. Alhamdulillahi mil'a ma khalaq. All praise is for Allah as much as what can fill his creation. Alhamdulillahi adada ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of what is in the skies and the earth. Alhamdulillahi adada ma ahsa kitabuhu. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of what his book contains. Walhamdulillahi ala ma ahsa kitabuhu. And all praise is for Allah for all that his book contains. Walhamdulillahi adada kulli shay'. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of everything. Walhamdulillahi mil'a kulli shay'. And all praise is for Allah for everything. Allah Azza wa Jal, our Lord, loves praise. And Allah Azza wa Jal, our Lord, listens to our praise when we praise and glorify Him, when we remember Him. When we remember Him, He remembers us. When we call upon Him, He answers us. So we should continue to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should not forget to glorify and remember Him in our du'as, especially at the beginning. And the dhikr that I just read before you, we learn in a hadith that this is better than remembering Allah night and day. And if you were to remember Allah continuously all night long and the entire day even, these words would be better than that. So this shows us that while we busy ourselves in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is definitely important that we also learn the best ways of remembering Allah and worshiping Him. Because there is a difference between people who know and people who do not know. Earlier we learned about how Juwayriya radiallahu anha was sitting in her prayer place continuously, worshiping Allah. And she said for so long, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I said four phrases three times, and the reward of those phrases is greater than the reward for all that you have done for the duration that you were sitting in your prayer place. So there is a difference between those who know and those who don't know. Those who know are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, more, and also they're able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is pleasing to Allah and in a way that will bring them more reward. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who brought this sacred knowledge, this beneficial knowledge to us. So we should be eager to learn the best ways of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we are on the topic of dua, remember, we must begin with the praise and glorification of Allah. Then we send salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we should ask for whatever that we are asking for. Today, inshallah, we will be learning the du'as for knowledge, prayers for knowledge. And this is something that is extremely important because, as I just mentioned, those who know are different from those who don't know. Those who know are able to excel, are able to get ahead. They're able to bring benefit to themselves, and they're also able to bring benefit to others. And they're able to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to prayers for knowledge, inshallah, we'll be talking about du'as related to increase in knowledge, and also du'as related to benefiting from the knowledge that that one has already. Because a lot of times a person knows, but they're not able to benefit from what they know. Or they have learned something, but then they forget it. And as they forget it, they're not able to benefit from it. And so they become like those who don't know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So before we discuss the du'as, let us talk a little bit about what ilm is. Ilm is the opposite of ignorance. And ilm is to know something the way that it actually is, in a solid way, in a proper way. So for example, if a person really has knowledge of salah, of how to pray, then if they were asked about when sajda sahu is, right, in which cases one is supposed to perform sajda sahu, they would be able to give the answer right away. But if they say, oh, I don't remember, I'm not sure, then that means they do not have that ilm. Ilm is to know something the way that it is, and to know it in a firm, solid way so that a person is able to retrieve that information and apply that information whenever they have to. Now, when it comes to ilm, remember that there are different kinds of ilm. There are different types of knowledge. The first type of knowledge is that which is ilmun nafir, that which is beneficial knowledge. And this is knowledge that brings benefit to a person in their worldly matters, and also in their religious matters. So a person benefits from this knowledge in the world and in the hereafter. And this is real knowledge. This is the best kind of knowledge. The second type of knowledge is ilm al-dar, yani that knowledge which is actually harmful. Harmful in which way? That it harms a person in regard to their dunya and also in regard to their deen. Yani it brings them suffering and loss in the world, and also religiously, so they will continue to suffer because of that knowledge in the hereafter. For example, if a person has learned ways of hacking software, computers, etc., and then through that they're actually committing crimes. Yes, they're an expert in that field, but this knowledge is not beneficial. It is harmful, because they're committing crimes through that knowledge. Or if a person learns the knowledge of magic and then they perform magic, then this is something that's going to bring them harm in regard to their deen. So it's going to bring them loss upon loss, harm upon harm in this world and in the next. And then the third type of knowledge is that which is useless, meaning it neither brings them benefit nor does it bring them any harm. And this is a complete waste. So for example, a person has very good information on the different players of a certain team, how their performance has been over the years, or a person has a lot of knowledge on different famous people, where they live, what they eat, who they are dating, what their future goals are, what their morning routine is, what their nighttime routine is, and things like that. So this kind of knowledge, it's certainly useless, but too much of it can in fact become harmful for a person. Because then a person will, talk about these matters, they will spend their time in these matters, and then these matters will distract a person from doing what is beneficial for them, from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this type of knowledge, for example, if a person has knowledge of different people who are sinful in their life choices, then what will happen? A person will begin to follow them. And so a person will become, closer to sin than to good deeds. So this type of knowledge we should also avoid. We should seek knowledge that is beneficial, that information that will actually benefit us, and that benefit can be in the worldly sense and also in the religious sense. Now, ilmun nafir, remember, this can be of two kinds. First of all, it can be the knowledge of the deen, because the knowledge of the deen, whether it is related to worship or it is related to, for example, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any knowledge of the deen, even for example, when it comes to the knowledge of Arabic language, so that a person can understand the Quran better, a person can read, different explanations of hadith, for instance, this type of knowledge is beneficial. And this type of knowledge strengthens a person in their aqidah, in their faith, also in their worship, and it also helps them in their dealings with people and in their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this type of knowledge increases a person in guidance. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, guide us to the straight path. And one type of hidayah is hidayah ilm, hidayah irshad, that a person gets to learn ways of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right way of worshiping Allah. Because when a person will have that knowledge, only then they can act upon it. When they can act upon it, then they are rightly guided. So part of guidance is that a person has this beneficial knowledge of the deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim, that seeking knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim. And this knowledge is knowledge which is of the deen. Because if a person does not know Surah Al-Fatiha, for example, how can they pray? If a person does not know when to begin their fast and when to end it and how to observe it, what things they're supposed to abstain from, then how can they keep a fast? If a person does not know that if they are not able to fast, then they should give the fidya, then how can they give the fidya? Why will they give the fidya when they don't even know? So this type of knowledge of the deen, remember, it is fard ain. It is an obligation on every person. And this type of knowledge is also the best form of knowledge, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. So the purpose of learning the Quran is to learn the deen. And why learn the deen? So that you can follow it. You can do the things which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type of beneficial knowledge is that knowledge which is worldly, meaning knowledge of those matters which are of benefit to people and essential as well. So for example, knowledge of medicine. If we don't have doctors, if we don't have people who understand medicine, then people would suffer so much. So knowledge of medicine is beneficial knowledge. Knowledge of trade is beneficial knowledge. Knowledge of agriculture and engineering, etc. All of these matters are beneficial because they help people in their lives, in earning their livelihood, etc. And this type of knowledge is fard kifaya. Fard kifaya meaning it is an obligation on the community. Every person does not have to become a doctor or a farmer, but there must be some people who have this type of knowledge. Why? Because if some people do not have this knowledge, then the entire community will suffer. And then Muslims will get left behind. Other people will excel, and the Muslims will be behind. We learned that this is a prophetic way that a person has knowledge of of worldly matters as well. For example, about Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah had softened for him iron. And so he was able to make full coats of mail, and he was able to make links, chain mail basically. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran. So you would think that a prophet of Allah would only have the knowledge of deen, but we see that Dawood alayhi salam, of course, he had knowledge of the deen. He was an excellent worshiper. He was a king, but he also knew how to work with iron, how to make coats of mail, how to make chain mail, etc. So learning such skills, which help us, take care of ourselves, fulfill our needs, knowledge of such skills through which we can earn an income, we can sustain ourselves, provide for our families, then this type of knowledge is beneficial. And this type of knowledge, we are encouraged to learn. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that ihris ala ma yanfa'uk, be keen on what benefits you. And this type of knowledge is of benefit to us. So we should be keen to learn these matters. So for example, these days, how to use a computer, how to do different things so that you can use your phone in a way that will help you be more organized, more productive, things like that. This is not useless knowledge. This is beneficial knowledge. If you learn how to operate a machine, if you learn how to use, for example, Excel sheets, then you are able to do so much work. You become better at your work. You're able to bring benefit to yourself and to others. So, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله. He said, seek help from Allah, ولا تعجز, and do not give up. Because sometimes learning this type of knowledge is kind of boring, especially when a person finds more joy in learning the Quran, learning the Sunnah, than if you have to learn, if you have to take a workshop, or you have to study something else that is related to the dunya, you feel like it's a waste of time. No, it's not a waste of time. Seek Allah's help. And even this will become an act of worship. It will become rewardable, and do not give up. And the knowledge that is most important, meaning it is essential for every human being to learn that knowledge, is the knowledge of the fact that Allah is one. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that you should know, you should have this ilm, that the fact is that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And this type of knowledge is essential for every person, because only then can a person be saved in this dunya and in the hereafter. Then after the knowledge of tawheed is the knowledge of worship, meaning how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, how should you obtain purification? How are you supposed to pray salah? How are you supposed to perform various acts of worship? This type of knowledge is essential. So set goals for yourself. For example, I'm going to take a course. I'm going to study a book on how to perform salah properly. This knowledge is essential. And alhamdulillah, there are so many courses available in so many different languages, with the courses that we can take so that our salah improves. We are praying properly. We know how to calculate zakat, how to give zakat. We know how to remember Allah, how to worship Allah. And the purpose of seeking this type of knowledge, meaning knowledge related to worship, is so that we don't spend our lives in confusion and ignorance, because knowledge removes doubt and confusion. And when we don't have knowledge of how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we remain in doubt and we remain in confusion. And we are not sure whether we are doing things properly or we're not doing them properly. We do not find the joy of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after learning about different ways of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must also learn about what is halal and what is haram, what is permissible and what is not permissible. So for example, when it comes to food, when it comes to earning money, when it comes to even the relationship between husband and wife, then what is permissible and what is not permissible? We should have knowledge of these matters, and we should not have shyness and arrogance in the path of learning. Shyness prevents a person from seeking clarity, and arrogance is the assumption that I already know, and I do not need to ask, I do not need to learn anymore, because if I do that, then I'm admitting that I don't know, and if I don't know, then that is beneath me. So both shyness and arrogance are huge obstacles in the path of learning knowledge. Now, knowledge is something that is extremely important in our deen. It is greatly encouraged, and it is extremely important. First of all, we see that our Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, He Himself has knowledge. It is one of the attributes of Allah that He has ilm. We learn in the Quran that, do you not know that indeed Allah knows what is in the sky and the earth? Allah has knowledge of everything that exists in the sky and the earth. And not just that, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah has knowledge of everything. And Allah has encompassed everything in knowledge. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. So there is nothing except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. In a hadith, we learned that the first thing Allah created was the pen, and then He commanded it to write everything that will happen. In another narration, we learned that Allah created four things with His hand: the throne, the pen, Adam, and the Garden of Eden. So look at the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to ilm. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the pen. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Noon by the pen and what they inscribe. And so we should also develop the habit of not just listening to beneficial things passively, but actively listen to them and use the pen. Write, because when you write something, then you are preserving that knowledge with yourself. You will be able to access it when you have forgotten, and you will be able to remind yourself of it when you have forgotten. So writing is very important, and don't be ashamed of writing, because sometimes, when we look at how poor our writing is, or how slow our writing is, or when we compare our writing to the writing of other people, we say, my writing is not that nice, I can't take good notes, so I am not going to write. No, try your best. Try your best. And the more you write, the better you will be. So, noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. And the more you write, the more you will remember and understand what you are writing and what you are learning about. We learn in the Quran, iqra. The first revelation that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was what? That iqra, read, read. In the name of your Lord who created man from a clinging substance, اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. Recite, and your Lord is the most generous who taught by the pen. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Taught man that which he knew not. So the use of the pen is essential for learning. And this shows us that, while we listen to different lectures on YouTube, for example, or on, in different ways, we listen to different lectures, that's nice. But we should also study, take courses, after Ramadan, set goals for yourself that I'm going to take this course, then I'm going to take that course, then I'm going to take that course. See what your ability is. Are you able to take a course once a week, twice a week, a full-time course, a part-time course, a weekday course, evening course, weekend course? What can you take? Because when you will enroll in a course, in a class, then what will happen? You will definitely use the pen. You will take notes, and you will be conforming with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Quran about how He has taught with the pen. So we will be able to use the pen in order to acquire ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful to His people. And we learn in the Quran, Ar-Rahman, 'allama al-Quran. Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful, He has taught the Quran. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. He created man and He taught him eloquence. So eloquence, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us, the ability to express ourselves in different ways. But even before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the blessing of the knowledge of the Quran. So we should all think about learning the Quran. And the knowledge of the Quran is not limited to the knowledge of reciting the Quran. We should learn how to recite the Quran properly. We should learn the verses of the Quran such that we memorize them. But we should also learn the meaning of the Quran, the language of the Quran. We should also learn the different sciences that are related to the Quran. So for example, ulum al-Quran, and part of that is how the Quran was preserved, or the different recitations of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. All of this knowledge is beneficial for us. And this is the mercy of Allah that He has given us all of this knowledge. So we should be eager to acquire it. And the first blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on Adam alayhi salam, one of the first blessings is what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him knowledge. And He gave him knowledge which He had not given to the angels. And based on that knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, to do his takreem, to do his tashreef, to show respect to Adam alayhi salam. So the honor, the dignity that people have been given is because of what? The knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we should not turn away from this knowledge. We should be eager to acquire it, to increase in it. And we see that the prophets of Allah were people of knowledge. Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as wa innahu ladhu ilmin. He was a possessor of knowledge. Lima allamnahu, because we had given him knowledge. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Oh my father, inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi, certain knowledge has come to me. Yaqub alayhi salam, he said, inni a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun, I know, I have certain knowledge that has been given to me from Allah, and this knowledge is such that you do not know about it. Musa alayhi salam, he was so eager to increase in his knowledge that he traveled a difficult journey on foot to find Khidr. And when he found him, he asked him that, I came to you so that you may teach me of the truth which you were taught. And Khidr said that, is it not sufficient for you that the Torah is in your hands? Allah has already given you the Torah. What more do you want to know? So Musa alayhi salam knew the knowledge of the Torah, yet he was eager to learn more knowledge. So he went to Khidr to learn more. And then we learned that in their journey, they saw that a bird took with its beak some water from the sea. All right, meaning it dipped its beak in the water. And at that time, Khidr said that, by Allah, my knowledge and your knowledge is like what this bird has taken with its beak from the sea. Meaning when a bird dips its beak in the sea for whatever reason, maybe in order to catch something, how much water will come on its beak? Very, very little. So the knowledge of people is like that drop of water, all right, compared to the knowledge of Allah. So Musa alayhi salam was so eager to learn more. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course, he was also given blessed knowledge. In fact, he was sent as a teacher of knowledge, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابِ, He teaches you the book. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, He teaches you what you did not used to know. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, He teaches you the book and the wisdom. We see that Jibreel alayhi salam, he would come in order to teach the Sahaba different things. How? That he would come and ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam different questions before the companions. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, he told them that was Jibreel who had come to you to teach you your religion. And remember, it is an obligation on the Muslim ummah that we learn sacred knowledge and we also impart it. We also spread it. We benefit those around us with that knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah that it is not for the believers to go forth to battle all at once. Any, all the believers are not expected to go out for battle, all of them at once. Because there should separate from every division of them a group. Any, a group of believers should remain focused for what purpose? لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, to obtain understanding in the religion. وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ, and warn their people when they return to them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ, so that they might be cautious. Meaning, just as every community, you know, every nation has an army that is, you know, dedicated to defend that nation. Likewise, there must be some people who are dedicated to learning the deen and then teach people. Why? Because if some people do not dedicate themselves to learn the knowledge of the deen, then how will people learn? Over time, they will forget. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us against this, that this is how knowledge will depart, that the people of knowledge will finish. And those who are left behind, and they never bothered to learn. So they never became people of knowledge. And as each scholar leaves the world, there are fewer people of knowledge left. And the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us that بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey from me even if it is one ayah. That you don't have to be an expert scholar before you convey something. No, if you know very little even, and you know it well, you understand it properly, then pass it on. Spread the khair. So for example, you know Surah Al-Fatiha. Teach that to your child. Teach that to your toddler. Because your toddler does not know it yet. You know it. You teach it. And the Prophet ﷺ made dua for those people of his ummah who learn something about the Prophet ﷺ, something the Prophet ﷺ taught, and then they pass it on. And the Prophet ﷺ said, may Allah cause his face to shine. And he, on the day of judgment, may Allah cause the face of such a person to shine. Which person? The one who learns something about the Prophet ﷺ, something that he taught, and then he passes it on. Doesn't just keep it and forget it. Rather, passes it on. And the benefit of passing on knowledge is that you're able to remember it yourself also. Because when you teach, then you're forced to review what you have learned. You're forced to understand it well, to remember it well. And when you remember it, then you're also able to apply it. And we learn that the Prophet ﷺ would send companions to different places in order to teach the locals over there. So for example, he sent Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to Yemen, and he said to him that when you go there, the first thing that you should teach people is the oneness of Allah. When they learn that, then tell them that Allah has enjoined on them 5 prayers. Then when they pray, teach them about zakat. So gradually, teach them gradually. Start with what is most important, which is tawheed, and then teach them ways of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn that those who know, those who learn ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their degrees, their ranks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that when you don't know something, then ask those people who know about it. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know something yourself, then inquire, ask the people of knowledge. They will tell you. And it is wrong that a person speaks about something without knowledge. Meaning if you don't know something, then don't talk about it. Only when you have knowledge about it, then tell people about it. Do not speak with ignorance. Silence is better. And now there's a question. Why should we increase in our knowledge? Why should we acquire knowledge of the deen? Because those who know are not the same as those who don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ? Are those people who know equal to those people who do not know? The answer is obvious. No, they're not equal. They're not the same. Because إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. It is those people who have knowledge among the servants of Allah who fear Allah because they know Allah. And those who don't have knowledge, they don't know Allah, then they don't have fear of Allah. Then they end up saying things which are inappropriate. They end up wasting their life. They end up wasting their time, wasting excellent opportunities. And in fact, they end up making many, many mistakes. And in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an excellent way, we must learn. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din." Whoever Allah wishes good for, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person the understanding of deen. Because when a person understands the deen, then the doors of goodness are open for them. For example, if you understand the meaning of dhikr, the meaning of subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim, and then you say it in the morning, you say it in the evening, you say it in your free moments, you say it when your hands are busy but your mind is free, for example, when you're doing the dishes, then what's happening? You are earning so much reward at the same time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so much good by giving you knowledge of the words subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. When Allah intends good for a person, then Allah gives him understanding of the deen. And this is why we should be begging Allah, we should be asking Allah that, Ya Allah, grant me knowledge, increase me in knowledge. Because knowledge brings a person out of ignorance, out of misguidance, out of darkness. It takes a person towards light. It brings a person clarity and confidence. And it takes a person on the straight path. And if a person does not know, then they are wandering. They are, making errors. And we are taught in Surah Al-Fatiha that we ask Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom you have bestowed favor on. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, not of those people on whom you were angry, and nor of those who were astray. Who are the people with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry? The people who have knowledge, but they do not act upon it. And who are the people who are dhalin, those who are lost, those who are astray? Those people who don't even know what is right, what is wrong, what is guidance, what is misguidance, who is Allah, and if Allah is one, or how to worship Allah. They have no knowledge of these matters. And when they don't have knowledge of these matters, then they're lost. And they don't even know that they don't know. So we are taught to pray for the path of people who Allah is pleased with. And who are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with? People who have knowledge and people who act upon that knowledge. And this is real guidance. This is hidayah. And in order to know the difference between right and wrong, ilm is necessary. And these days where everyone has their own truth, this is my truth, I have found my truth, people make big claims, I live my truth. And there are so many versions of truth. So what is actually truth? What is actually right? What is actually wrong? There's so much confusion where we have mixed truth with falsehood. So everyone is told, you are right, just follow your heart, just live your truth. We sometimes forget then what is right, what is wrong. We cannot be of those people who say that everything is right, because everything is not right. We cannot be of those people who say, each person must live their own truth. No, because truth is not determined by desire. Truth is not determined by desire. Because if a person says, when they're actually 20 years of age, that I identify as a 60-year-old, I identify as a 5-year-old child, that is pure foolishness. That is not truth. So sometimes, when we hear, when we get exposed to, such concepts or such false things that everybody claims that what they're doing is right, we forget that there is actually a haqq and there is actually a batil. There is actually truth and there is falsehood. And in order to know the difference between truth and falsehood, we must learn the knowledge of the deen. We must learn the knowledge of the deen. Without it, we will become of those people who say everything is right. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. With knowledge, the heart comes to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, O you who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger when the Messenger calls you to that which brings you life. What is it that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls people to? To Allah, to the deen of Allah. So learning the deen of Allah is what? It is life for the heart. And Ibn al-Qayyim said that Allah has made knowledge for the hearts just as rain is for the earth. Yani, when rain falls, then what happens to the earth? It comes to life. There is growth, right? There's plants. And just like that, when a person has knowledge, then the heart comes to life. Then a person is able to do something good, do something beneficial, do things in the right way. And when a person learns knowledge, they're able to avoid sins because then they recognize what is wrong. They learn what is wrong. And ilm doesn't just bring you information. Ilm also brings you khashya. It also brings you fear of Allah. It also brings you humility. And when a person has the fear of Allah, then they're able to stay away from what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to protect ourselves from shaitan, we have to learn the knowledge of the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, right? After mentioning the straight path, that do not let shaitan stop you, do not let shaitan hinder you, meaning from the straight path. Because shaitan makes knowledge of the deen, boring for a person in the sense that shaitan tells a person, this is hard, this is difficult. So shaitan puts obstacles on that path. And in order to protect ourselves from shaitan, we have to learn the deen. We also learned that when people acquire knowledge of the deen, there is blessing in their homes, in their lives. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to say that when the Quran is recited in a house, and the Quran cannot be recited without knowledge of recitation, without knowledge of the Quran. So when that happens, when the people of a house recite the Quran in it, then that house becomes vast for its inhabitants. The angels are present in it, and the shayateen leave that house, and the goodness of that house increases. But when the Quran is not recited in that house, then it becomes constricted for its inhabitants. It may be 3,000 square feet, but people feel tight in that house. They want to get out, they want to run away, because that house becomes constricted for them. The angels leave that house, the devils are present in it, and its goodness is decreased. When a person acquires ilm, then they receive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sakina, tranquility, descends on those people who recite the Quran, who discuss the book of Allah, who learn it together among themselves. When people learn knowledge, they're also granted sustenance from Allah. In a hadith, we learned that there were two brothers during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of them used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to learn, and the other brother, would go for work in order to make money. So the one who would go to make money, one day he came and complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his brother, that he just comes to you every day, he doesn't come to work with me, and he doesn't help me, and he's basically wasting his time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that perhaps you are provided because of him. Meaning it's possible that when you go to work, when you go for your business and you're able to make money, you're able to do that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you sustenance. Why is he giving you sustenance? Because you are making money for your family. And part of your family is who? Your brother who is studying the deen. Because of studying the deen, people are provided with rizq. People are given success. People are given success in the world even. We learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. Fear Allah and you should know that you're going to meet him. So it is necessary to learn about that meeting so that we can prepare for it. Because if we don't prepare for that meeting, on that day, we will be in great difficulty. Think about it. If you have to take an entry test, an entry exam, all right, even if you have to take a driver's license, you want to have the privilege to drive the car. Do you not need to at least read the book once? Do you not need to at least learn what the different road signs mean? Because if you don't, you're going to go overconfident and take that test and actually fail. So knowledge of the here of how to pass the test of life is essential for entry into paradise. We learned that on the day of judgment, the feet of a person cannot move until he is asked about five things: about his life and what he did with it, his knowledge and what he did with it, his wealth, how he earned it, where he spent it, his body and what he did, what he did with it, meaning how he used his body. Allahu Akbar. So the path to paradise, remember, the key to that is ilm. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever follows a path in pursuit of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise. And the person who dies while knowing that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, then such a person will enter paradise. And Imam Ahmad used to say that people are that the need people have for knowledge is greater than the need that they have for food. Because food and drink, you just need it once or twice a day, right? When you're fasting, it's sufficient for you to eat twice a day. Some people, they cannot even eat suhoor, or they're not able to eat properly at iftar time, right? They eat very little. So you can survive with a meal, with one or two meals a day, right? But when it comes to knowledge, you need it for every breath that you take, meaning every moment of your life, you are in need of ilm. Because you need knowledge in order to decide what to do and what not to do. And if you are doing something, how to do it. And if you're not doing something, how to leave it. So knowledge is something you need at all times, at every moment of your existence. So we are our need for knowledge is greater than our need for food and drink. And why should we learn the knowledge of the deen? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Because if a person learns the knowledge of the deen in order to show off, in order to be called a scholar or a very good speaker or an excellent author or to acquire such titles, the goal is to be called something in the world, then this will be a source of punishment for a person on the Day of Judgment. Because we learned that on the Day of Judgment, a reciter of Quran will be brought. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him of his blessings on him and ask him, what did you do? And that person will say that I learned the knowledge of your book and I recited it, meaning I recited it to people in order to teach them, in order to remind them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that you have told a lie. You did not seek it for my pleasure. You learned that knowledge so that you would be called a scholar. You would be called a qari. And you were called a scholar. You were called a qari. You got that reward in the world. So now there is nothing for you. And that person will be dragged to hellfire. Wal-iyadu billah. Sincerity is very important. Ikhlas is very important. Ibn Uthaymeen said that seek knowledge in order to invite people to Allah through it. And your goal should not be to just sit with that knowledge or to just be given a certain title. No, your goal should be that you benefit yourself and then benefit others also. Benefit others. And when you call people to Allah, do so with knowledge. It's not sufficient that you just hype people up. No, you also have to give them solid ilm. Because it is with ilm that you know who Allah is. It is with ilm that you're able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly and with ihsan. And we should never ever be arrogant about the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And rather we should be humble. We should not use our knowledge to argue with people, to belittle those who don't know. You know, use fancy words in front of them, big terms in front of them to make them feel like they're nothing and that we are so knowledgeable and we're better than them. Nor should we be seeking knowledge to attract people's attention, because all of these are wrong objectives and they will be a source of regret and loss and punishment for a person on the Day of Judgment. Wal-iyadu billah. And knowledge should be a goal of our lives, that we are constantly seeking it. Because ignorance is something that is condemned in our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most of the people do not know. And this is not something praiseworthy. This is bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so many people, that they have invented equals to Allah. And all of this they do بغير علم, without any knowledge. Because when a person does not have knowledge of Allah, then they begin to associate partners with Allah. And then they begin to say things in ignorance, which can lead them to hellfire. How often people assume things about the Prophet ﷺ or about the deen of Allah, and then they say, this isn't the Quran. This is what the Prophet said, ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us that whoever ascribes to me what I have not said, then let him occupy his seat in hellfire. And it is of hypocrisy that a person does not understand the deen. Because about the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يعلمون, they do not know. لا يفقهون, they do not understand. لا يشعرون, they do not realize. So when a person seeks knowledge, then they're able to come out of that ignorance. And they're able to come out of that heedlessness. And when a person does not have knowledge, when a person is ignorant, then they go astray and then they mislead others also. لَيُضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Many people mislead others with their desires without any knowledge, meaning they have no knowledge and then they mislead others. Because when you don't know, then the blind will lead the blind. Then you think about it, if a mother does not have knowledge of the Quran, does not have knowledge of the Sunnah, then how is she going to teach her children? She doesn't know and her children will not know. She will make mistakes and her children will make mistakes in her footsteps. Sometimes people say, you know, women don't really need to learn the deen. No, it is essential for women to learn. Essential. And then when a person does not have knowledge, then he begins to argue about Allah بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ also. What a great mistake it is. When a person does not have knowledge of the Qur'an, they turn away from the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that such a person will have ma'ishatan danka, a very difficult, constricted life. Such a person will come on the Day of Judgment blind. Such a person will be under the influence of shaitan, because shaitan will be qareen to him, a close companion to him. Ibn Jawzi said that you should know that the first trick of shaitan, of Iblis, is that he prevents them from learning knowledge. Why? Because knowledge is light. And when shaitan puts out the lamps, all right, meaning when people are in darkness, then he leads them in darkness however he wants. And he makes them fall and slip in darkness however that he wants. You think about it, when you're in your own bedroom even, but it's pitch dark, you can fall. You can trip over something because you cannot see. So life without knowledge is like this, that a person is under the influence of shaitan then. So in order to protect ourselves from shaitan, we need ilm. And Ibn Hubayra said that of the tricks of shaitan is that he turns people away from reflecting upon the Quran, because he knows that guidance is obtained by reflecting on the Quran. So he turns people away from the Quran. We learn that in the grave, when people will be asked different questions. Who is your Lord? What is your deen? Who is your messenger? The believer will give the answers properly with confidence. But the disbeliever or the hypocrite, what will he say? In hadith we learn, he will say, La adri, la adri, I don't know, I don't know. I used to say whatever the people would say. So he will be told, La daraita wa la talaita. You neither learned nor did you read yourself. Any, yes, you lived in ignorance, in complete ignorance, you died with that, and then that person will be punished. So learning knowledge of the deen is essential, essential for us. And so of the du'as that we should be making is, first of all, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. This du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches it to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qur'an, that you should say, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Isn't this amazing? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not taught to say, oh my Lord, increase me in status or increase me in wealth. No, increase me in knowledge. Why? Because the more knowledge you learn, the better your life becomes. The more joy you find, you are more productive. You are able to do things with confidence. You're able to benefit yourself. You're able to benefit others. And وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, over here, ilm specifically is the ilm of the Qur'an, the knowledge of the Qur'an, the knowledge of the deen. And Ibn al-Qayyim said that how worrisome it is and how shocking and what a big loss it is that a person spends his entire life learning, but he departs from the world without having understood the truths of the Qur'an. Meaning, a person can be a person of knowledge and ignorance. How? When a person only has knowledge of the deen and not the Qur'an. So when a person does not have knowledge of the Qur'an, then it's as if they are leaving the world in a state of ignorance. And this is a source of regret and loss for a person on the Day of Judgment. So if we have learned many different things, we have degrees in different sciences, in different fields, but we don't know the Quran, then this is ignorance. Rabbi zidni ilma, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge, specifically knowledge of the Quran. And knowledge of the Quran is what removes darkness. Knowledge of the Quran is what guides a person in this world, and it will be of benefit to a person in the hereafter also. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he would recite this ayah, he would say, oh Allah, increase me in knowledge, in iman, and in conviction, in yaqeen. And one of the scholars said that there is no joy of the world that resembles the joy of the hereafter except for the joy of faith and knowledge. Any blessing of this world, when you experience it and you find joy in experiencing it, for example, eating fruit, all right? Now, in Jannah also we learn that there will be fawakih, there will be fruits. But the fruits of Jannah are way better, very, very different from the fruit of this world. However, the joy that you find with iman, the joy of knowing that Allah hears me, that Allah answers, the joy of knowing that Allah helps, Allah heals, the joy of belief and the joy of knowledge, the joy that you have when you learn about something, learn about one of the attributes of Allah, learn about something in paradise, for example, then this joy, people of paradise will also experience. So the joy that you get by with iman and the joy that you get by learning, this is one of heavenly experiences. Subhanallah. Another dua that we should be making is Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. That, oh my Lord, expand for me my chest, ease for me my task, untie the knot from my tongue that they may understand my speech. And this is a dua that Musa alayhi salam made when he was being sent to Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salam made this dua. This is related to the previous dua. Because while we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for increase in knowledge, we should also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease in learning. Because it's not always easy to learn. It's not always easy to find places or opportunities to learn. So here we say, "Oh my Lord, expand for me my chest." Meaning, expand my chest so that I am able to grasp knowledge. I'm able to grasp the light of knowledge, the light of iman, wisdom. And I'm able to contain that in my chest. I'm able to understand that. I'm able to remember it. And when the chest is filled with iman and knowledge, and it understands, when the chest has nur in it, then a person is able to bear verbal and physical hardships. Because when the chest is open, only then can a person can bear hardship. And when a person can bear hardship, then only are they able to do something. Musa alayhi salam was going to face a very difficult challenge. Very difficult challenge to go and speak to Fir'aun, to go and deal with Fir'aun, that arrogant tyrant. That wasn't something easy. He knew that this task was extremely difficult. So you can only have determination when you have sharh al-sadr, when you are confident. You can only have resilience when you have determination in your heart. How do you get that determination? How do you get that confidence? How? When you have ilm. And when ilm is settled in your heart. And with that ilm, you have light, you have wisdom, you have acceptance and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands and decrees. And then, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Remember that it is knowledge that expands the chest. Ignorance constricts the chest. When a person does not have knowledge, then they become impatient. They quit. They give up very quickly. Then a person does not have much tolerance. They don't have grit. They don't have good akhlaq. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Make my task easy for me. Meaning the acquiring of knowledge. Make that easy for me. And the task that I have been given, make that easy for me. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Untie the knot from my tongue. Because Musa alayhi salam had to go and speak to Fir'aun. And in order to speak to someone, you have to speak confidently in a flow. So untie that knot from my tongue, يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, so that they may understand what I'm saying. And this shows us that as we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to learn, we should also ask Him for the ability to convey. And conveying doesn't just mean that you have to sit, you have to stand at a huge, stage and then address people from there and teach them. No, sometimes conveying, teaching something means you're teaching your own child who is not willing to listen to you, who is not willing to sit with you, or who's not interested in what you want to teach them. So ask Allah to help you in that. Another dua we should be making is, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. That, O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge and I seek refuge with you from knowledge that does not benefit. Because remember, there are different types of knowledge. And knowledge that does not benefit eventually leads to wrong things. And it becomes a source of loss and regret for a person. And remember that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you are busying yourself in learning something that does not bring benefit, then shaitan will come and use that as an opportunity to misguide you. Another dua we should be making is, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. That, O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge and for good sustenance and deeds that are acceptable. We learn in a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ would say this dua after Fajr, after performing the Fajr prayer. And in this dua, he would ask Allah for three things. beneficial knowledge, pure provision, and accepted deeds. All right. And if you think about it, these three things, we are in need of them every single day. And these are three goals that we should have every single day. And the Prophet ﷺ began his day with these three goals. We should also have these three goals at the beginning of the day. That today, I want to learn something beneficial. Today, whatever I eat, I want to make sure that it is pure, it is halal, it is good for me. And whatever I earn, whatever money I make, I want to make sure that it is halal. Anything I bring into my house, I want to make sure that it is halal. And وَعَمَلَ مُتَقَبَّلَ, any deed that I do, I want that it is accepted by Allah. Because if it is accepted by Allah, only then it will be rewarded. Only then will it be of benefit to me. So it's not enough to just have these goals at the beginning of the day. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance in this matter also. Because both things go hand in hand, prayer and effort. You need to pray to Allah that, oh Allah, grant me beneficial knowledge. Give me pure provision. Give me the ability to do accepted deeds. And at the same time, you need to put in effort. So for example, if a person makes this dua after Fajr and then they sleep all day long, and in the evening, they wake up and they start watching a movie, a 3 hour long movie. And then they go out to eat and they spend 3 hours chilling with their friends. Then what did they do? Dua alone is not enough. With dua, there must also be the use of asbab, yani the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So every day, learn something new. Learn something that will benefit you. There is no break from learning. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to increase in his knowledge until he left this world. He was instructed, pray for increase in knowledge. So, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. And this means that no matter how much we have learned, it's not enough. We are in need of learning more. Wa rizqan tayyiba. Tayyib is that which is pure, that which is lawful, and that which is beneficial for us. And accepted deeds, those deeds which are done in obedience to Allah, with sincerity. Because Allah only accepts such deeds. Then another dua that we should be making is, Allahumma anfa'ni bima 'allamtani wa 'allimni ma yanfa'uni warzuqni 'ilman tanfa'uni bih. That, O Allah, benefit me with what you teach me, and give me knowledge of what will benefit me, and provide me knowledge that you will benefit me with. Now, if you think about it, we're basically asking for the same thing here, right? That, oh Allah, give me beneficial knowledge. We're asking the same thing in three different ways. And the reason for this is that you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more and more beneficial knowledge. Okay, so this is istizada, yani you are asking Allah for even more beneficial knowledge. That, oh Allah, benefit me with what you have taught me, and teach me what will benefit me, and provide me with knowledge through which you benefit me. Meaning you're asking for increase in beneficial knowledge. And then another way that we can understand this is that, first of all, we say that, oh Allah, benefit me with what you have taught me. Meaning whatever knowledge you have taught me so far, give me the ability to benefit from it. Because not everyone benefits from what they have learned. The real benefit of knowledge is that a person is able to act upon it. That a person is able to live by it. That a person is able to use it. You may have learned the entire Quran, but if you're not using it, if you're not applying it, then you're not able to benefit from that knowledge. So, oh Allah, benefit me with what you have taught me. وَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يَنْفَعُنِي. And teach me what you will benefit me with. Meaning, give me more beneficial knowledge. وَرْزُقْنِي عِلْمًا تَنْفَعُنِي بِهِ. Here you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to your future, that in the future also, give me knowledge that will be of benefit to me. Not knowledge that will harm me, or that will be an argument against me, that will lead me to sin and your disobedience. No, knowledge that will bring me benefit. So the knowledge that you've already taught me, oh Allah, benefit me with it. And in the future also, oh Allah, give me more knowledge. Give me more beneficial knowledge. And you see, sometimes when you, for example, if you're taking a course and then you are reaching its completion, you wonder, what next? What next? And I want to learn more. You should be making this dua. وَرْزُقْنِي عِلْمًا تَنْفَعُنِي بِهِ. Oh Allah, give me more knowledge that you will benefit me with. Ameen. Another dua that we should be making is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge that does not benefit. Allahu Akbar. What kind of knowledge is this? Knowledge that is useless, or knowledge that a person does not bother to apply, or knowledge of random things or wrong things that fills the mind and concerns of a person. And so a person just wastes their mental energy and their life. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you. Protect me from knowledge that does not benefit. Because such knowledge can be dangerous. It can lead a person to sin. It can lead a person to waste of life. And oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from a heart that is not humble, from a soul that is not satisfied, that no matter what a person gets, they're not happy. They're always greedy for something else. And from a dua, from a supplication that is not answered. Why would it not be answered? Because a person is busy committing sins. Like in a hadith, we learn that a person is in a disheveled state, and then they call upon Allah. But why would their dua be granted when their body is made of haram food, meaning their income was haram, so their body was nourished on haram food. Their clothing is haram, right? And everything about them is haram. Yani they have done, they have acquired everything in their life by disobeying Allah. So then in this state, when a person calls upon Allah, then their dua is not granted. So, oh Allah, protect me from becoming such a person who disobeys you and who opposes your commands, and then their dua is not granted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So we should be eager to acquire beneficial knowledge, and we should never be satisfied with the knowledge that we already have. Rather, we should ask Allah to benefit us with that knowledge and to continue to increase us in knowledge until we die, until we leave this world. And Ibn Abdul Barr said that the person who dies while seeking knowledge, then this is a sign of a good end, because he is dying in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every day of our lives, we should be eager to learn something new and beneficial. Insha'Allah, we will conclude over here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.